And we begin this dollop with a comment from Michael Wackington.
Thank you. That's Michael Wackington's new theme music there. Don't know what that was. My phone's just bleeping at me about something or other.
Anytime that I say your name, Michael Wackington, you get that little sound there. We're nearing the end of the dollops. You know, it would have been quite nice if we could have had that near the start. But that's the thing with the dollops, as I say, I'm not sort of taking my foot off the pedal and I'm winding down just because it's Christmas. I'm always coming up with new ideas, always pushing things forward. So, the question is, what is Michael Wackington saying? He says, double link, while eating a Sainsbury's egg and cress sandwich. What? Not co-op? No, but I was on the way to a credit union meeting, part of the financial co-op. I bit my lip. Is this the first report to the new foundation? Well, Michael Wackington, I'm being a bit wary about you, to be honest. If you remember the dollop from the train, I was starting to get a bit suspicious to your motives, and that hasn't abated. You haven't addressed my concerns with the whole let's get biting comment that you made before. I think you're just after this for the prestige, and maybe even the money, involved in being the CEO of the Lip Biting Foundation. And I'm not convinced that even if you did genuinely bite your lip, to be honest, Michael Wackington, You could be pretending that you bit your lip in order just to kind of get this back on the radar again. I think you're trying too hard, Michael. And you're also using dirty tactics as well, mentioning Sainsbury's, you know, which is a subject that we've had on the dollop quite a lot there. You maybe think it's going to curry favour with me. Oh, I've been to Sainsbury's, which is my local supermarket. I've talked about Sainsbury's before on the dollop many times. I don't want to accuse you here, but I think you may. Exactly, sheep, and I think you agree with me there. In fact, we could maybe use the sheep as some kind of jury thing here. There's a horse here. Oh, is it a person?
It's a human being, yeah.
A human being. Disguises that you, I thought you were stamping like a horse there.
No, I'm just in mud.
How are you doing?
Well, hey, not so bad. It's a rough old day, innit, really.
It is, isn't it?
It's a bit weather, like, I know they can't see it, but it's very dull.
It is a bit.
It seems as though it's about 4 or 5 o'clock and it's going dark.
Yep. I know.
Mister.
How are you doing anyway?
Well, keep going, don't you like?
What you're up to?
I'm just feeding out sheep, that's what I'm doing.
Ah, you're feeding the sheep, right.
I feed them underneath the shed.
Yep.
Underneath there, and then they get the dinners, and then they'll have them lay down.
Okay, so today's dollop is a walking audio dollop. And at this point, I meet a farmer. And you're about to hear a little bit of the conversation that I had with this farmer. This is just a tiny bit of the conversation, a few minutes of it. I probably spoke to him for over half an hour. This is the bit of the conversation now where he starts telling me various jokes, rural jokes, and then we get onto the subject of X Factor, and then he gives me his views on homosexuality. So I will warn you, this conversation does contain some swearing and some forthright opinions from a farmer. So, with that in mind, I will now play the rest of this dollop.
There used to be an old saying in us in country.
There used to be what?
Old saying in country.
Yeah?
An old saying in country. If you want a cunt in countryside, bring one with you.
All right, okay. Well.
Did you get that?
I do, and I'm sure.
If you want a cunt in countryside, bring one with you, because you'll find one. There's a farmer.
Yeah.
The farmer up here, he's got a great big horn, massive horn when he blows, and they can hear it from here to Doncaster when he blows it. But it's for calling virgins up. It never seems to come. That chap, he'd fetch a zebra in from Africa to his farm. Anyway, he thought one night he'd go on with other animals. Like, anyway, when he laid loose in the field, it trotted across and there was a pig. He looked at pig, he says, because he hadn't seen a pig before, this zebra. He says, what's that job? He says, oh, my job, he says, to dig ground, or he says, for farm, he says, and I supply bacon for farm. I says, oh, that's all right. He says, oh. And he went across into a cow eating some grass. He says, not black and white cow. He says, oh, he says, what's your job round here? He says, well, she says, I eat all fresh grass, he says. And a farmer comes and milks me, and I produce all milk for farm, like, says, for people want to have a drink of milk. Anyway, trotted on a bit further down the field and he got a big bull. So he pulled up the bull, he says, what's your job on farm? He says to it, he says, get them fancy pyjamas off and I'll show you. Zebra. Zebra. Get them fancy pyjamas off and I'll show
you. Well, this is good from the farmer's joke book.
It's a good one. I'll get another one anyway. I'll tell you another one and then I'll be done with it then. about a chap who got a pawn shop. And you see, a chap went round to see him, and he got a couple of billy goats. And he went in pawn shop, he says, they can't lend us 20 quid on these two goats, he says, just for an hour or two, he says, I'll pick him back up, he said, at tea time, he says, but I've got a deal, he says, going off down the road, he says, I just want 20 quid. So I told pawnbroker, thought it through, thought, well, I'll do it, I'll show a bit of cash in it for him, like that. So he gives him 20 quid. Anyway, bloke never went back to pick goat, so following day, pawnbroker's fucking spitting feathers because he got these two goats in shop, and when he opened the shop up, they'd eaten everything. You know, he'd eaten all his clothes and all his bits of feathers, and all what were left to laid about it, they chewed them. You know, it's goats. Anyway, he got shut at goats eventually, pawnbroker. And some years afterwards, this chap walked back in the shop and he took some saws in, some wood saws. Anyway, he says, can I use a tenner on these? He says, don't I know these? He says, no, sir, I don't know. I think I know these, sir. He says, that bloke what once come in, he said, about 10 years ago and dropped two goats on me. Well, so the bone broker says, fuck off with your saws, I don't want no talks with teeth.
What?
Fuck off with your saws, I don't want anything else with teeth.
Oh, right, okay, I see, right. My goodness.
You got it?
I do.
I've got to be fucking quick for these jokes. They'll be able to tell all them at Christmas and around Christmas table.
Right, exactly. Here's a bit of advice for you, Dad. If you want to bring a cunt to the countryside... exactly. Excellent.
I thought that'd have been on X Factor. Didn't bother.
No, none of that nonsense. We're doing, we've done Christmas gigs.
Oh, that's good. Did you watch it then, that X Factor?
No,
to
I haven't done any of that.
She were good, that lass, and I was what come second.
Oh, right. Oh, I've no idea.
What did she... She was like, I think she was Norwegian or something like that. She weren't an English person, but she
was
a beautiful singer. She'd been taught, you know, trained properly.
What did she sing then?
Oh, something from about swinging from chandeliers or something. That might not tune. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Swinging from chandeliers.
Swinging from a chandelier. It might be a Norwegian tune. She's very good. She could sing opera, if you understand me. She could. She got pop in her. She got a voice of an opera singer, really.
All right.
But the only any really modern day people, and I can't understand it. All men are gay. Him who's one's gay.
Yeah.
She were a lesbian.
Yeah.
A fiancé with a lesbian, another woman.
Yeah,
what's up with the genders? Is it something air or something when you're young as well?
Well, maybe we just people accept it more now so that people can.
Well, accept it. Well, we're accepting things like that for.
Well, people can accept it, so therefore people can be who they are rather than having to.
Welcome to who they are. I should be fucking ready. I've got like. I mean, I liked old Freddie Mercury, but it didn't make him immune to being killed, did it? With AIDS and that when he went.
No, but then again, people. I mean, cancer's a massive killer, I suppose, isn't it?
What, from sexual disease, cancer? Is that...
Well, no, not from sexual disease, but just in general, really.
I said to you, a lot of these people what's swing opposite way then.
From the chandeliers.
Swinging from chandeliers.
In the opposite way, yeah.
That tune was she sung. They're obviously susceptible to diseases, aren't they?
Well, I suppose, I don't know how much disease there would be within like the lesbian community, obviously, because they're not really doing.
They'll be all over the place, right? You've only got a cough on you. And they're in trouble, aren't they?
well, there we go. We've run the whole gamut today. X Factor, goats, and social commentary.
Thing is with that, like, they've enjoyed this, haven't they?
So you're the one I met before, weren't you?
That's right, sir.
So yeah, was it your wife I was speaking to, or was it?
I didn't mind that. I've got two wives.
Have you? Right.
I don't miss about me. I'm 6'4", the sea.
Nah, okay.
I'm as wide as I'm tall. When she gets here, Dick, just tip, push her out of bed.
Excellent.
We about his family, you know.
And there's you going on about disease, isn't it? You've got two wives.
And the mother went, clearing as I use that own, what I used earlier on. Virgin own. Don't spread it about. No.
Hey, well.
Have you got any girlfriends anymore?
I have. I've got a girlfriend,
that girl we walked away the other day? I've seen
you. Oh, you see me, did you?
I've seen you canoodling down to her.
There's no canoodling in my room. Never canoodle in front of the sheep.
Bit of kissing going off, don't have you? Dad, when I watch any coming up, I thought, well, not. I stood right quiet.
Oh, right. Well, I was wondering if you'd be around.
I let you go past sometimes and don't interfere with it. I keep right quiet and they don't know I'm there. So is that
right. All right.
I was sick on there. I went up with the week and I was on the wall here. I thought, oh, he's going past. I thought, I'll not stop him and let him keep going.
Oh, so I'm being watched. Always being watched.
Listen, I can't get on this road without being watched. I can tell you, farm people, you're the spotter.
Right. Well, good to meet you. I'll see you before Christmas, no doubt.
All right, son. Good luck.
All right. See ya. Bye. Well, there we go. I wouldn't class him as a dollop regular. We have spoken to him once before on the dollop. And we ran the whole gamut there, didn't we, in terms of subject matter. We had jokes. Sort of understood them. Then we got to the subject of X Factor. Then we had his forthright opinions on homosexuality. So we have run the whole gamut.
Anyway,
it's been a very odd dollop today. I'm going to have to be careful walking this route, though, because if it gets out that I've been broadcasting his words, I could be in serious trouble. You know, he could set the sheep on me. He's got farming implements on him. You know, I might walk down here, you know, I might be set upon by an angry farmer with farming implements and his cattle start charging at me. And that could be how the dollop ends. I might never get to do the 366 dollop. So there we go. Dollop 341. Who knows? We may meet the farmer again on our travels. We may meet other characters on our travels as we draw to an end. Who knows? I'm doing this little bit now from the Ark in Stockton, where we are doing our final Christmas gig, sitting cross-legged on the stage. I shall be back tomorrow for dollop 342. Who knows where we might be coming from? I might go and do a dollop from the toilet in the Ark. A special treat for you all. I know that's the kind of thing you like. I can't promise anything. But anyway, until tomorrow, thank you for listening. Goodbye.